15. The pen of Revelation exclaimeth, On this day the kingdom is God's. The tongue of power is calling, On this day all sovereignty is in very deed with God. The phoenix of the realms above crieth out from the immortal branch, The glory of all greatness belongeth to God, the incomparable, the all-compelling. The mystic dove proclaimeth from its blissful bower in the everlasting paradise, The source of all bounty is derived in this day from God the One, the Forgiving. The bird of the throne warbleth its melody in its retreats of holiness. Supreme ascendancy is to be attributed this day to none except God, Him who hath no peer nor equal, who is the most powerful, the all-subduing. The inmost essence of all things voiceth in all things the testimony, All forgiveness floweth in this day from God, Him to whom none can compare, with whom no partners can be joined, the sovereign protector of all men and the concealer of their sins. The quintessence of glory hath lifted up its voice above my head and crieth from such heights as neither pen nor tongue can in any degree describe. God is my witness. He, the ancient of everlasting days, is come girded with majesty and power. There is none other God but Him, the all-glorious, the almighty, the all-highest, the all-wise, the all-pervading, the all-seeing, the all-informed, the sovereign protector, the source of eternal light. O my servant, who has sought the good pleasure of God and clung to His love, on the day when all except a few who were endued with insight have broken away from Him. May God, through His grace, recompense thee with a generous and incorruptible and everlasting reward, inasmuch as thou hast sought Him on the day when eyes were blinded. Know thou that if we reveal to thee but a sprinkling of the showers which through God's decree and at the hands of the envious and the malicious have rained upon us, thou wouldst weep with a great weeping, and wouldst bewail day and night our plight. O, would that a discerning and fair-minded soul could be found, who would recognize the wonders of this revelation, wonders that proclaim the sovereignty of God and the greatness of its power. Would that such a man might arise, and wholly for the sake of God, admonish privately and openly the people, that haply they may bestir themselves and aid this wronged one whom the workers of iniquity have so sorely afflicted. Methinks that I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling from behind me, saying, Vary thou thy theme and alter thy tone, lest the heart of him who hath fixed his gaze upon thy face be saddened. Say, I have through the grace of God and his might besought the help of no one in the past, neither will I seek the help of anyone in the future. He it is who aided me through the power of truth during the days of my banishment in Iraq. He it is who overshadowed me with his protection at a time when the kindreds of the earth were contending with me. He it is who enabled me to depart out of the city clothed with such majesty as none except the denier and the malicious can fail to admit. Say, My army is my reliance on God, my people, the force of my confidence in him, My love is my standard, and my companion the remembrance of God, the Sovereign Lord of all, the Most Powerful, the All-Glorious, the Unconditioned. Arise, O wayfarer, in the path of the love of God, and aid thou his cause. Say, barter not away this youth, O people, for the vanities of this world, or the delights of heaven. By the righteousness of the one true God, one hair of him excelleth all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. Beware, O men, lest ye be tempted to part with him in exchange for the gold and silver ye possess. Let his love be a storehouse of treasure for your souls, on the day when naught else but him shall profit you, the day when every pillar shall tremble, when the very skins of men shall creep, when all eyes shall stare up with terror. Say, O people, fear ye God, and turn not away disdainfully from his revelation. Fall prostrate on your faces before God, and celebrate his praise in the daytime and in the night season. Let thy soul glow with the flame of this undying fire that burneth in the midmost heart of the world, in such wise that the waters of the universe shall be powerless to cool down its ardour. Make then mention of thy Lord, that haply the heedless among our servants may be admonished through thy words, and the hearts of the righteous be gladdened.